Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Bereishis. That's Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Gimel. And we pick up talking about what we left the last Aliyah off with, talking about Lemech and his wives. Lemech told his wives, Ada and Tzila, Shema and Kaili, listen to my voice, Nishay Lemech, wives of Lemech, Hazein and Rasi, hearken to my saying, Ki ish haraki lepitzi, have I killed a man by my wound, V'yel l'chaburasi, and a child for my blemish, Ki sheva saim yukam kain, for the vengeance of Kain was after seven generations, V'lemech shevim v'sheva, Lemech should be after 77. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, try to understand what's going on over here. Shaman Kaili, Shaya Nashav Parshas Menu with Tashmish. His wives had separated from him. They didn't want to be with him. Lefish Hargis Kain V'es Tuval Kain B'noi. He killed Kain and his son Tuval Kain. Shaya Lemech Suma. Lemech was blind. V'Tuval Kain Meshchei and his son Tuval Kain would lead him along. V'ra'as Kain and Tuval Kain saw Kain V'nidma like a chaya, and it seemed to be like he was a chaya, like he was a wild animal. V'Amar La'aviv, and he told his father L'mshech Bakeshes, pull back the bow and kill that animal. V'arag and he killed him, and it turned out that it was his grandfather. V'kim Shad Once it turned out that he killed his grandfather Kain, he clapped his hands together, and he caught his son's head in between them, and he killed his son as well. And his wife separated from him, and he was trying to appease them. And he told them, listen to me so you could be with me. This man that I killed, was he killed by my wound? Meaning, did I kill him on purpose? That it should be called that it's my fault? And the child that I killed, l'chaburasi nerag, klaimer, meaning to say, aladei chaburasi, was it my fault? B'tmiya. V'haloi shegigani, v'loi mezid, I did it inadvertently, not on purpose. Loi zeu pitzi, loi zeu chaburasi, this is not my petza and my chabura. What's a petza? Machas cherev, this is a strike by the sword, oichetz, or with an arrow. So next pasuk in Rashi says, kishevasayim yukam kayin, kayin charg b'mezid, kayin, he killed his brother Hevel b'mezid, it was on purpose. Nitol loi ad shiva dairas, his punishment was suspended for seven generations. Anisha rakti shegig, I killed inadvertently, like kol shekin shi for sure, I should have many sevens of generations that my punishment is suspended for. Shivim v'sheva, l'shein riboy shviyos achaz loy. He was just using a number of many sevens. Kachdarash Rebbe Tanuchuma. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Hey. Vayeda Adam Oides Ishtoi. So Adam knew his wife again. Vayelid Ben, and he gave birth to his son. Vatikra Shmai Sheis, and she called his name Sheis. Ki shas liya l'kim zera acher. For Hashem has provided me with more offspring. Tachas Hevel ki'aroga Kain in place of Hevel because Kain killed him. Let's see Rashi v'yir Pasuk Chav Hey. Vayeda Adam. What does Adam being with Chava have to do with what we just said before? Balei Lemech Itzel Adam Arishin V'Kabal Nashav. Lemech went to Adam Arishin to adjudicate this case. He went to complain about his wives. So Am Lahem, Adam told his wives, V'chi Aleichem Adaktek Al Gzeiras Shemakam, is it up to you to make a cheshbon about what Hashem decided? Atem Asu Mitzvaschem, you have to do what you have to do. You are his wife, so you have to be with him. V'hu Yah says, Shalayin Hashem's going to do what he's going to do. Amrulay, so they told him, K'shayit Atzmach Hatchila, you should adorn yourself first, meaning practice what you preach. Balei Perash Demishtach Azem Me'u Shleishim Shana, you've separated from your wife for 130 years, because death has come about because of you. So miad, right away, that's why the pasuk says vayeda Adam, that he knew his wife. Umahu oid, why does it say oid? Allow me to teach you, that his desire and passion for her increased more than it was previously. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, ulsheis gam hu yulad ben. Sheis also had a son by Krashmai Enosh. He called his name Enosh. Az hu chalik rei b'shem Hashem. Then it began to be called in the name of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chavav, az hu chal l'shain chulin. This is a lashon of mundane. Likras is Shmais Adam and Shmais Hatzabim. People started calling other people and idols b'Shmais Lakash Baruch Hu in the name of Hashem. Lasoisim Elilim, to make them into idols v'Likras Melehos and call them God. Now back to Chumash Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the Sefer, the book or the account of the generations of man. B'Yayim B'Rei Lekim Adam, on the day that Hashem created man. B'Dmos Lekim Asoisoi, he made in the likeness of Hashem. B'Zachar Nekeva Baram, he created them male and female. V'Yivarch Aisam, and he blessed them. V'Yikras Shemam Adam, and he called them Adam. B'Yayim Hibaram, on the day that he created them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Zohi Sfiras Toldos Adam. This is a counting of the generations of men. And there's many Midrashim over here. B'yayim B'rai, Magid, this teaches us, Shebayim Shenever, the day that he was created, Hailid, he gave birth on that very same day. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Vayechi Adam Shleish Ma'as Shana, and Adam lived for 130 years. Vayolid B'dmusa Kitzamai, and then he gave birth in his likeness and his image. Vayekras Shmai Sheis, and he called that child Sheis. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Shleish Ma'as Shana, Ad Kan Perish Min Isha. It was up until that day, when he was 130 years old, that he had separated from his wife, as we had just learned previously. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalid, Vayu Yimei Adam Achrei Lido as Sheis, and the days that Adam lived after he gave birth to Sheis, Shmaina Meis Shana, 800 years, Vayelid Banum Banes, he had many sons and daughters, Vayu Kalimei Adam Asher Chai, all the days that Adam lived, Tesha Meis Shana Ushleishim Shana, 930 years, Vayamis, and then he died. Vayechi Sheis Chameshan Mumas Shana Vayelid as Anish. Sheis lived for 105 years, and he gave birth to Enosh. Vayechi Sheis Achrei Lido as Enosh, and Sheis lived after he gave birth to Enosh, Sheva Shanim Ushmana Meis Shana, 807 years, Vayled Banu Banis, he had many sons and daughters, Vayukai Me Shes, and all the days of Shes that he lived, Shtemesre Shana, Uchameh Shana, 912 years, Vayamas, and he died. Vayhi Enesh Tishim Shana, Enesh lived 90 years, Vayled is Canaan, and then he had Canaan. Vayhi Enesh Achrehilida is Canaan, Enesh lived after he gave birth to Canaan, Chameshesre Shana, Ushmana Meis Shana, 815 years, Vayled Banu Banis, he had many sons and daughters, Vayukai Me Enesh, all the days of Enesh were Chameh Shana, Uchameh Shana, 905 years, Vayamas, and he died. Vayhi Canaan Shivim Shana, Canaan lived for 70 years, Vayled is Mahalalel, and he gave birth to Mahalalel. Vayhi Canaan Achrehilida is Mahalalel, Canaan lived after he gave birth to Mahalalel, Arbaim Shana, Ushmana Meis Shana, 840 years, Vayled Banu Banis, he had many sons and daughters, Vayukai Me Canaan, all the days of Canaan that he lived was Eser Shanim Uchameh Shana, 910 years, Vayamas, and he died. Vayhi Mahalalel Chameh Shanim Shishim Shana, Mahalalel lived 85 years, Vayled is Yared, and he had Yared. Vayhi Mahalalel Acharei Halides Yared, after he had Yared, he lived Shleishim Shana, Ushmana Meis Shana, 830 years, Vayled Banu Banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayukai Me Mahalalel, all the days Mahalalel lived was Chamesh V'Tishim Shana, Ushmana Meis Shana, 895 years, Vayamas, and he died. Vayhi Yared Shtaim V'Shishim Shana, Umas Shana, Yared lived for 162 years, Vayled is Chanoich, and then he had Chanoich. Vayhi Yared Acharei Halides Chanoich, Shmana Meis Shana, and after Yared had Chanoich, he lived for another 800 years, Vayled Banu Banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayukai Me Yared, all the days that Yared lived was Shtaim V'Shishim Shana, Uchameh Shana, 962 years, Vayamas, and he died. Vayhi Chanoich Chamesh V'Shishim Shana, Chanoich lived for 65 years, Vayled is Mesushalach, and then he had Mesushalach. Vayshalech Chanoich Es Ha'alekim Acharei Halides Mesushalach, and Chanoich went with Hashem after he gave birth to Mesushalach, Shlosh Meis Shana, 300 years, Vayled Banu Banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayukai Me Chanoich, all the days that Chanoich lived was Chamesh V'Shishim Shana, Ushlosh Meis Shana, 365 years. Vayshalech Chanoich Es Ha'alekim, and Chanoich went with Hashem, Ve'inenu, and he was no more, Ki Laka Chayes Ha'alekim, because Hashem took him. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk of Daled. Vayshalech Chanoich, Tzadikai, he was a Tzadik, Ve'kal B'daitei Lashuv L'Harshia. However, he was very easy, he was very light in his das, meaning he wasn't very strong in his convictions, and he could have become a Rasha. Vikach, therefore, Mi'ar Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Silkai, Hashem quickly took him, Ve'hemisoi Kain B'zmanoi, and he killed him before his time. Ve'zeu Shashina Akasav Misasoi, that's why the Pasuk changes when it talks about his death, Lichtav to write, Ve'einenu Ba'olam Mal Shanaisav, he wasn't here anymore in this world to fill his years. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last Aliyah Parshas Bereishis tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.